So the next thing that I was going to get into is it could be considered the big news of the week. We pulled that up on the videos as well. You got Morgan Johansson here, and I think he says,
We don't ban views.
and he is now out to ban views. That's his main mission here. So it says the government's latest attack on freedom of speech. They want to criminalize revisionism. And this is in particular the. Wait for it.
Holocaust.
Talking about the Holocaust. So we're gonna have. We're not gonna have. He wants to put in place Holocaust denial laws in Sweden. And he had a press conference last week with this stuff, saying that the Holocaust is the biggest crime against humanity in the history of the world. And
Oh, really?
it cannot be forgotten, ever. The people that are trying to get people to forget and mix the cards, they have to answer to this, you know? So then, he continues in the same vein about democracy, you know?
I bet you he got the biggest bribe he's ever had in his life to make the biggest deal out of this, right? That's what the biggest is here.
Yeah, I think that's where we're coming from. So I had this old article that I pulled out of history from 2017 to give some context on Morgan Johansson. And we've been talking about this for years now, since this happened, and about Morgan Johansson. And I mention it all the time when World Jewish Congress came to Sweden and sat down with Morgan Johansson, and they had a very fruitful meeting. And this was in connection to our march on the 30th of September 2017 in Gothenburg, where the whole system basically gathered together their entire strength, like the entire police force of Sweden was in Gothenburg that day. And then the Jews were talking to our politicians about how we can't march next to the synagogue, so we have to. We were like 100 meters away from the synagogue, but it had to be rerouted until we got into some sort of alleyway. And the rest is history. People might have seen the videos, but we turned left, and that was pretty awesome. So after that, then World Jewish Congress came to Sweden to speak. It was Robert Singer, which is the or was anyway, the vice chairman for the World Jewish Congress. He sat down with Morgan Johansson. He says that Nazis cannot give opportunity to march openly with their symbols that are, in something like doing bad things to other groups in society, marginalizing maybe other people in society. This has to be dealt with through the law. And then Morgan Johansson, being our Minister of Justice, he says that we had a very good and constructive talk with Robert Singer. He was very eager to continue our contact and continue, and we informed him that we will look over the hate speech laws in Sweden